Chapter 7. Adapting. What do you do about the differences between people? It's natural for us to be who we are, to show our core behavior. But we can be flexible and adaptable in dealing with situations and responding to different types of people. This has a name, EI, Emotional Intelligence. This kind of adaptation requires ability, training, and energy. It's not natural for us to adapt all the time. If we're uncertain as to what is right in a situation, we'll be frightened, unsure, and often stressed. As a result, we lose more energy and our core behavior can be seen clearly, often to the surprise of those around us who are used to seeing us behave in a certain way. In a perfect world. In the perfect world, everyone can be themselves and everything functions smoothly. Everyone agrees at all times and there are no conflicts. But it's not that simple. If you think that you can change everyone else, you'll be very disappointed. It would be surprising if you could change anyone at all. It doesn't matter if you're red, yellow, green, or blue, or a combination of different colors, there will always be fewer of you than them. Most of the people you meet will be different from you. You can never be balanced enough to be all the types at the same time. So you have to adapt to the people you meet. Good communication is about adapting to others. Don't expect to get through to other people with a message you're trying to share. If you can accept that most of the people you meet won't believe what you say, then you don't have a problem. In this world, we all adapt to one another all the time, even if we don't think we do. It's part of the social game that is always in progress. You can make adjustments from the beginning, but please note, no system is perfect. There are always exceptions. There are two parts to adaptation for each color. The first part deals with what you need to do to interact with the other person and make him feel that you understand him. The second part deals with how you get people to take your side. What a red expects of you. Do what I asked you as quickly as possible. If you ask a red, he'll agree that most people speak too slowly, have trouble coming to the point, and they don't work well. In a red's world, everything simply takes too long. Thought and action are one. It has to be done quickly. Reds dislike endless discussion. Conclusion? If you want to adapt to a red, hurry up. Speak and act quickly. Look at the clock often, like a red. Finish a meeting in half the time if you can. Don't drive too slowly with a red in the car. Do you want something? Speak up. As you now know, reds get to the point, and they enjoy being with other people who tell them what they want, quickly. If you go around in circles, a red will get tired. And he knows when you're just chatting. Conclusion? If you want to have a red's full attention, cut the chat. Be clear and direct, and start with the most essential point of your message. Don't say or write a single word you don't need. Make sure you've done your homework. He may have questions if he senses that you're uncertain. I don't care what you did on vacation. Reds live for the here and now. They've a unique ability to focus on the present. They've no problem with creativity or new ideas as long as it moves you forward. But conflict is never far off. The best method for a red is to establish what the problem is and then just get to work. Conclusion? Stay on task. Prepare very carefully before going into a meeting with a red. If, in the middle of a discussion, another thought comes into your head, write it down and ask at the end of the meeting if it's okay to raise the issue. Or plan a new meeting. Reds can become annoyed and aggressive when they notice that someone is trying to be friends with them. A red isn't here to be your friend. He's here to do business. He might throw you out if he thinks you're just trying to win him over. Conclusion. Reds are actually the easiest to sell to. All you need to do is present your suggestions and then ask about a deal. Don't chat. When a red trusts you, then he may start discussing cars, boats, or politics. Even then, don't be surprised if the meeting ends suddenly because he's tired of the conversation. Why am I wasting my time with you? A red would also like you to be firm and direct. Although he likes making all the important decisions himself, he strongly dislikes dealing with uncertain people. If you have an opinion, give it. Reds judge you on how determined you are. Listen to them, of course, but you must have an opinion of your own or they'll think you're weak. That's not a quality that they like. Conclusion? Deliver your opinion directly, even if a red tries to change your mind energetically. The worst thing you can do is give up. A red will lose respect for you. The best thing you can do is place yourself in the center of the storm, telling him that he's wrong. When a red discovers that you won't give up, he'll turn to your point of view. You can sleep when you're dead. If you've a boss who's red, he'll work hard, maybe harder than anyone else you've ever met. He'll do lots of different things at the same time, and he'll have complete control over everything. A red can accept that everything won't be right the first time, but he'll demand that you work hard and will think a lot of you because of it. Conclusion: show that you work hard without telling him every detail. But report back regularly about what you've done and briefly present the result of your efforts. Take the lead. Offer suggestions that the red didn't ask for. As usual, get ready to fight, but he'll like your determination. How to behave when you meet a red. You don't have to completely adapt to how reds want you to behave, but there are things you need to do to achieve the best results. Details. Boring. Essentially, reds dislike details. They can be careless about small, boring things which take time. For them, results are more important than the journey. Reds won't naturally stop to consider details or analyze their method. Conclusion. If you want to help reds do better work, try to show how useful it is to keep an eye on the details. Explain that the results will be better and profits larger. They might not want to follow your advice, but if you're good at arguing, they will. We know that reds are good at pushing themselves as long as they're moving forward. Quick, but often wrong. Everything in a red's world is usually very urgent, and this leads to risks. A red needs someone who can make him pause and realize that not everyone understands the situation as quickly as he does. He'll never be able to do every part of a project on his own, even if he believes he can. He needs to have his team with him. Conclusion. Give examples of where time was lost by being too fast. Point out the risks involved in hurrying. Explain that others can't keep up and point out that it would be great if everyone knew what the project was about. Don't give up. Say that not even he can manage everything himself. Make a red wait for others. After this, show clearly what was gained from taking things a bit slower. Let's try some untested ideas and see what happens. Should we really do that? Many Reds actively search for risks. In fact, what others might perceive as dangerous behavior, a Red wouldn't even think of as risky. However, Reds do need someone to weigh the positives and the negatives, which are boring. Since information about risks often lies in the details, your approach should focus on them. Conclusion. Since Reds prefer to focus on the present and the future, an honest discussion of experiences is needed. Prove things with facts and demand that he checks before deciding to take on a new project. I'm not here to be your friend. Reds may not understand that others are avoiding them because they don't like conflict. This means that Reds don't always receive important information. Conclusion. Reds need to understand that the road to openness is to adapt to others. By realizing that no one can manage everything alone, they may pause and actually care about other people. Once a Red understands what all this chatting is about, the door is open. You may even learn something about him. How weak are you? Just deal with it. Reds get angry. They don't notice it happening themselves. Screaming a little bit is just another way to communicate. When a Red behaves like this, you must tell him nicely that's not how it works. Conclusion. You should deal with his behavior immediately. Just say loudly and clearly that you won't tolerate rudeness, nastiness, or bad temper. Tell him he must behave like an adult, and if he loses his temper, just leave the room. Reds hate being told to be quiet more than anything else. What a yellow expects of you. Isn't it nice being here all together? Yellows are not afraid of conflict. If something goes wrong, they can get annoyed, but they prefer a pleasant atmosphere. Yellows are at their best when everyone is friendly and the sun is shining. However, a yellow can be very sensitive to whether people are in a good mood or not. If there's aggression in the air, he won't be happy at all. Conclusion. A yellow functions best when he's happy, he's feeling creative, and he has positive energy. You should try to create a warm and friendly environment. Smile a lot, have fun, and laugh. If you do that, he'll feel better about you and listen to you more. A yellow in a bad mood isn't much fun. I asked someone to do that. I can't remember who. Keeping a yellow's interest isn't easy. There are many things that a yellow employee, customer, friend, or neighbor finds boring. Don't give a yellow lots of details. It just gets boring. Not only will he forget what you're talking about, but he'll just think that he doesn't need any of those details. His strength lies in other things. You can easily ask a yellow to make a plan for the next 10 years, but don't ask him to explain how to make it happen. Conclusion. If you want to keep a yellow's attention, take away as much detail as you possibly can. Always start with the big questions. It's just like with Reds, if not worse. Yellows don't care about how things work, only that they work. Follow your feelings. A yellow can ignore the actual facts so long as it feels right. He's not stupid. He understands that facts are important. He's just not interested. Conclusion. Just accept that a yellow wants to feel his way. He doesn't mind not being sure and isn't really afraid of risks. Adapt to it. You can communicate with him by showing him that you, too, follow your feelings. No one has done this before? Perfect. While a red focuses on speed, a yellow focuses on the latest and greatest. New means good. All yellows know that. Without creating and inventing new things, there would be no development, right? Conclusion. Allow a yellow to spend time on the latest thing. He'll love it. If you want to sell something to a yellow, say things like newly developed and never before used. You seem interesting. Do you want to know who I am? Yellows function best if they're in a crowd. Of course, yellows don't like everyone they meet, but they'll give most people a chance. You need to show a yellow that you're just as open and friendly as he is. If you're too closed and private, he'll feel unwelcome. If you're red or blue, you need to think carefully about how to get this to work. Conclusion: Become approachable. Show that you're available. Smile a lot. Be sure to have open body language. You should show interest in the yellow as a person. It won't be difficult to find out things about him because he'll freely tell you. How to behave when you meet a yellow. To make progress with yellows, you need to do more than just create a great environment. Once you're speaking their language, you need to do the following. Learn to tell whether a yellow is listening. Yellows are the worst listeners. Usually, they'll never admit it. Many yellows actually see themselves as good listeners, but they don't want to listen. They want to talk. Yellows think that they can say everything better than anyone else. The problem is that they ignore what anyone else is saying. Conclusion: When you're dealing with yellows, you need to know what your message is and exactly what response you need from them. But be prepared to return to it if it's important, because the yellow didn't write anything down. Learn how to respond to, "No problem, that won't take long at all." Yellows are time optimists. Sure, your work can be done quickly, but rarely as quickly as a yellow thinks. This is because he can't plan his life. The problem is obvious. It's impossible to achieve everything a yellow wants to do because he doesn't know how long anything takes. The other problem is that he won't start when he should. Conclusion: Organize all appointments very carefully with yellows and check your watches. It looks like a bomb went off in here. Untidy desks, rooms, and bags belong to yellows. Meetings are moved or forgotten, things disappear, keys and even whole cars are lost. Many yellows can't even plan their day. They can go to the supermarket 5 times and buy 3 things at a time because they didn't write it down. Yet yellows think they've the best memory in the world. Conclusion: If you really want to help a yellow get organized, help him create lists. They need them, but be careful because they hate them. The most important thing is to look good all the time. Just like reds, yellows like getting attention and throw themselves into the center of things faster than anyone else. Your yellow friend is talking louder and faster than everyone else and lighting up a room with his behavior. No one else gets any space. It doesn't matter what you're talking about, a yellow has a story about himself, or he'll invent one. Their thoughts often begin with the word, "I." I want. I think. I can. I know. I will. They like other people, but they like themselves even more. Conclusion: Yellows need to understand that there are other people in the room. You can never allow yellows to dominate. They need to learn to let others enter the conversation. Yellows can be hurt by such criticism. You need to talk to a yellow privately and in a positive way. But you may become enemies in the process. All talk, but no walk. Yellows talk more than they work. They prefer talking rather than actually doing anything. Many people find it hard to do boring tasks, but yellows find lots of creative excuses for avoiding them. A yellow spends more time talking about the future than getting there. Conclusion. To help your yellow friend, you need to push him gently, treating him like you would a child. Be kind but clear. Yellows hate feeling controlled, so you need to move carefully. Take a moment to explain to a yellow how everyone will love him even more. Yellows don't take criticism well. It's obvious to everyone, even yellows, that all of us make mistakes, and no one is perfect. The problems come when we try to make a yellow understand that he may need to improve. This creates a conflict, especially if the criticism is public. Yellows don't deal well with criticism. They don't like it because it doesn't make them look good. Deep down, the yellow knows that he has faults. He just won't consider talking about them. Conclusion. If you wish to say something negative to a yellow, create a friendly environment and carefully prepare what you want to say. Clearly repeat your message until he understands and get real answers to your questions. Insist that he writes down what you have said and ask him to repeat it to you. What a green expects of you. Everything should feel good all the time. A green worries about everything, so he hides. If you don't see something, it's not there. He wants stability and doesn't want to think about risk. And since he doesn't really want to get out into the world, it's easier to just stay at home where it's nice and safe. Conclusion. Accept that this person doesn't think like you do and is driven as much by fear as by anything else. Show that you're ready to listen to his worries. We all have things we worry about. A green just has more of them. Help your green friend to face his fear of the unknown. Encourage him to be brave and move ahead. Nothing happened. Twice. For a green, nothing is too big to be ignored. Being active and determined, these things disturb their peace. Greens feel better when they don't have to be active. Peace and quiet make them feel safe and happy. Conclusion. It's important to put yourself in other people's shoes, knowing how stressful it can be for them to do things all the time. The solution is to allow the green his periods of peace, quiet, and inactivity. He needs to be allowed to do a reasonable amount of nothing. I think I'll pass on that. Stability and predictability are valuable to a green. It's good to know what's going to happen. We probably all feel a bit like that. For greens, this need is very strong. When reds ask what, yellows wonder who. When blues ask why, greens want to know how. A green needs to know what the plan is. What needs to happen? When will things be taking place? What should he expect? But their need for predictability goes further than that. In our society today, the only thing that's permanent is change. This is extremely stressful for greens. Conclusion. Since a green won't think of anything on his own, you need to help him plan. Maybe by explaining every step, you can stop him worrying. But make sure you share the plans with him, or there's a risk he'll run away. How to behave when you meet a green. Okay, now you know how greens like to be handled. The result will be a calm and excellent relationship, and you'll be good friends for many years. But you can't stop there because, unless you're a green yourself, you'll want to actually do something every now and then. And you'll need to have some ideas about how to get him moving. Why does everything have to be so complex? Greens don't like conflict of any kind. They lock themselves in and become silent and passive if there's any sign of it. Conclusion: be careful how you present any opinions on a green's behavior. Make sure the green understands that you still like him, but that you believe that he and the group will function better if he changes certain things. Don't ask him what he can do about the behavior. Just ask him to do certain things. It may be that he knows what to do, but as usual, he won't lead the conversation. You'll need to do that. It was much better before. Most people have green as their dominant color, and this is the main reason we can't accept change with open arms. Fast change is the most difficult to accept. The faster it is, the worse it is. Yellows and reds create change, while greens and blues, most of us, try to keep up. And the stress just increases. Conclusion: if you want greens to accept change, you'll have to be patient. Break down the process into small pieces and allow time to persuade, win over, and explain details. The group must get the chance to feel its way to the only possible solution: change. Someone needs to lead us. Greens don't have clear leadership qualities, particularly as being a leader is often about bringing in change. Luckily, this doesn't mean that there are no good green bosses. There are many of them out there. However, they won't step forward in the same way as reds and yellows do. Often, they don't want any responsibility because, A, it can lead to conflict if someone doesn't agree with a decision, or B, there may be lots of extra work, and that's never good. And so they avoid it for as long as possible. Greens, and some other colors on occasion, can blame everything and everyone but themselves. Given the passivity a green person can show, we immediately end up with problems. Conclusion: if you want to make progress with a large group of greens, you have to take control. Asking a group of greens to solve a task is pointless unless you put them on track. But do it gently. What a blue expects of you. Think of everything from the beginning. A blue prepares carefully. A blue has gone through all the information, analyzed everything down to the smallest detail, and he'll be prepared to discuss anything on the topic. He'll have a plan B and a plan C. He's thought of everything, so you should too. Being blue is a little like being in the military. No excuses are allowed. You should be prepared for everything. Don't say something like, "That's just the way it is." The next time you meet him, he'll have less confidence in you. Conclusion: make sure you can show that you've done your homework and are well prepared. Don't make a big deal out of knowing the answer. He expected it. And most important, if you don't have the answer, just say so. We're not here to be friends. Make sure to stay focused on the task. A blue isn't interested in your personal tastes. Conclusion: keep to the task. Work with checklists where facts are noted. Don't ask personal questions. In time, he'll open himself up to you if he wants to. It's not that he doesn't like you. He just wants to work first. Accept this, and it will go well. Let's all stay in the real world. Blues use their critical minds to judge whether things are realistic or not. You may think they're pessimistic or don't trust you. They believe they're realists. If a plan seems crazy, a blue will never have any confidence in it. Don't try to promote wild ideas. What you say needs to be realistic. Conclusion. Think through what you want to say and what you want to persuade a blue to believe. Put dreams to one side. Maybe think about the language you'll use to talk about your plan. None of those inspirational speeches that yellows and reds love. Keep to the facts and be clear. Set reasonable goals. And be careful to avoid any dramatic body language. Facts are the only things that matter. Details are essential to communicating with a blue, and you must be exact. Mistakes or ignoring the details won't be welcome. Remember that it's not about whether the details are essential for a particular decision or not. A blue decision maker simply wants to know and know exactly. Conclusion. Prepare yourself well. When you think you're prepared and that you know all there is to know about an issue, go through it all one more time. Make sure you have answers to absolutely everything. And accept that this person might want to have more information before moving on. Only quality will do. Quality is what drives a blue. Everything else comes second. He believes that things must always be done the correct way. This, of course, takes a lot of time. But if you do it right from the beginning, you'll avoid having to redo it. This is actually a great way of saving time, although a blue may not even consider this. Conclusion. Be very careful in your work for a blue. Don't criticize the blue about how much time he spends on quality. Let the blue understand that you're doing quality work and that you understand its value. How to behave when you meet a blue. A blue has feelings like everyone else, and he values people. It just looks a little different. He may seem a little cold or not interested in other people. He's simply focused on the issue. If we're trying to solve something, then this is a good approach. But every time other people, particularly yellows or greens, are involved, blue behavior can be a problem. He simply doesn't realize that other people don't function in the same way. People want to feel like they can relate to this person. Conclusion. Remind him that other people have feelings. Explain that he doesn't need to be critical all the time. Show him that people can be hurt when others criticize them. Being honest isn't an excuse for being unpleasant. Rome wasn't built in a day. We can tell blues to hurry up, but they won't listen. Often, blues slow down even more when they're stressed. It's better to avoid having to fix things, which takes time. But sometimes things are urgent. You have to speed up in order to stay in the race. Blue is quite unmoved. He works at his own speed without worrying. Conclusion. Calmly and carefully tell the blue he'll need to work faster. Explain exactly why this is important. Point to the big picture. If it's in the book, it must be true. Even blues have feelings for what might be right, but they don't trust them because they can be wrong. For a blue, the only thing that matters is the facts. And even the facts might not be enough. There may be more information out there that would change everything. Conclusion. Tell your blue friend that if he has to make a decision without all the facts, he can follow his feelings. Prove that sometimes it's better to do something rather than nothing while waiting for more information. Point out that it can be logical to use feelings when you don't have all the facts. Explain that the results will still be good and help him to calculate risk and to move on. Decisions made here. Because the blue experiences the decision itself as less important than the path to the decision, he can become inactive. You can help with this by leading him in the right direction, or, in any case, in a direction. Conclusion. Provide the blue decision maker with the information he needs. Push him to make a choice. Remind him about time and the effect of not making a decision. Explain that everything has been considered and all the risks have been removed. In conclusion, now you have some basic information about how to interact with the different colors. The first step is to try to understand others and then adapt to them. In this way, you gain their trust and they're able to recognize themselves in you. How difficult this is depends on what color you are, how well you know yourself, and how much you want to make progress with people in your everyday life.